بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the classes on the month of Ramadan, and tonight inshallah we'll focus upon the merits of fasting. The first merit of fasting is that this month, when this month begins, then the gates of paradise are opened. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إذا جاء رمضان فتحت أبواب الجنة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم reported in the hadith, when the month of Ramadan begins, the gates of paradise are opened. And this is in Sahih al-Bukhari. Similarly, the hadith of Abu Umama, may Allah be pleased with him, said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, tell me of an action by which I may enter paradise. He said, take to fasting. There is nothing like it. Take to fasting. There is nothing like it. Reported by Al-Hakim, by Al-Nasa'i, Ibn Hibban, Al-Hakim, and it's an authentic report. Admittance to paradise. Take to fasting, there is nothing like it. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam singled out fasting when he was asked about a deed that leads to the best of rewards, and that is paradise. And if this tells us of something, then gives us the superiority of fasting. But to have just knowledge about this is not enough for the believer to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعُ وَالْعَطَشُ. Perhaps a person fasting will receive nothing from his fasting except hunger and thirst. And this is a sahih hadith reported by Ibn Majah, Ahmad al-Darimi, and al-Bayhaqi. And in the narration by Ahmad, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ حَبُّهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ الْجُوعُ وَالْعَطَشُ. Perhaps a person fasting will receive his share from fasting is الجُوع, hunger and thirst. And if anything, this hadith incites us to do is to raise our concerns about fasting. And from now, before the month of Ramadan commences, make the determination that what we are about to indulge in is a great act of worship, beloved to Allah, special to Him. And thus, to have the best intention to make it right, and to learn about the matters of fasting which makes it right when it is to be executed. So that we may attain taqwa, piety. إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم The most honored by Allah amongst you are those best in taqwa. And this is an obligatory deed which we are about to indulge in. And we have just learned in the Hadith al-Qudsi that the most beloved deeds with which my slaves comes closer and nearer to me are the obligatory deeds which I ordained upon him. The reward for fasting is special. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Hadith al-Qudsi, except for fasting, for it is for me and I will give recompense for it. He leaves off his desires and his food for me. The fasting person will have two times of joy. In the same hadith, Allah said, He leaves off His desires and His food for me. For the fasting person, there are two times of joy. A time when he breaks his fast, and a time of joy when he meets his Lord. When the month begins, as narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا دَخَلَ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمُ وَسُلْسِلَةِ الشَّيَاطِينَ When the month of Ramadan starts, the gates of the heaven are opened, and the gates of hell are closed. And the devils are chained. Opening the gates. Chaining the devils reduces the influence of evil, and this allows the heart to seek its way to light and guidance with little interference. And this explains why many wrongdoers repent and come back to their Lord, to Allah, in this month of Ramadan. In this month, the good deed is multiplied tenfold. As the Prophet ﷺ said, All the doing of the Son of Adam is for himself, except for fasting, it is for me, and I reward it accordingly. And this is because fasting is a form of perseverance. And those who persevere will be rewarded with no limits, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Az-Zumar, 39:10. Only those who are patient shall receive their rewards in full without reckoning. And that's why the righteous predecessors used to name this month of fasting as the month of patience. Fasting protects from sin, is a protection from sin. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fasting is a protection. الصوم جنة. أو الصيام جنة. Fasting is a shield or a screen or a shelter from the hellfire. فلا يرفث ولا يجهل. He should avoid disgraceful speech and indecent behavior, and he should avoid quarreling. In this same hadith, there is a great teaching as to how to respond to indecent behavior and disgraceful speech. If someone behaves toward the fasting person in an evil manner, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam directs us to فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمْ. Let him say, I am fasting. Twice, I am observing fast. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمْ. Let him say, I am observing fast. Fasting is a means for one's sin to be forgiven. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. He who fasts Ramadan due to iman, due to faith, and hoping for reward, not doubting, but firm from Allah that his past sins, then his past sins are forgiven, as reported in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Fasting is a shield against the fire. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, الصيام جنة يستجير بها العبد من النار. In the hadith reported by Ahmed, and it is sahih, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, fasting is a shield with which a servant protects himself from the fire. And fasting will be interceding for the believer on the day of resurrection. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, الصيام والقرآن يشفعان للعبد يوم القيامة. يقول الصيام, أي ربي منعته الطعام والشهوات بالنهار فشفعني فيه. ويقول القرآن, منعته النوم بالليل فشفعني فيه. قال فيشفعان. in the hadith reported by Ahmad and Al-Hakim and Abu Nu'aym, and it is Hassan, it is good. The Prophet ﷺ said, fasting and the Quran will come to intercede for the slave on the day of resurrection. And the fasting will say, O my Lord, I prevented him from food and desires, so accept my intercession for him. I prevented him from food and desires during the day. فَشَفِعْنِي فِي, so accept my intercession for him. And the Quran will say, I prevented him from sleeping during the night, so accept my intercession for him. He said, فَيُشَفَّعَانِ, then Allah will accept their intercession for him. During fasting, the supplication of the fasting person is answered. The Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith reported by Al-Bazzar and Ahmad, and it is sahih, authentic, there are in the month of Ramadan in every day and night those to whom Allah grants freedom from the fire. And there is for every Muslim a supplication which he can make and will be granted. From the special merits for the fasting people is the smell of their breath. And this is one of the wonders and virtues of fasting. Is that contrary to people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the smell of the breath of fasting people. In the hadith reported in Al-Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَخَلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. By him in whose hand is my soul, the smell of the breath of a fasting person is better to Allah than the smell of musk. And one of the special honors for the people of fasting is that Allah reserves a special gate for their entrance to Al-Jannah, to Paradise. And this is called Ar-Rayyan. One of the gates of Paradise is for the people observing fasting. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ بَابًا يقال له الريان يدخل منه الصائمون يوم القيامة لا يدخل منه أحد غيرهم يقال أين الصائمون فيقومون لا يدخل منه أحد غيرهم فإذا دخلوا أغلق فلم يدخل منه أحد. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there is a gate in paradise called الريان, and those who observe fasts will enter through it on the day of resurrection, and none except them will enter through it. It will be said, where are those who used to observe fast? They will get up and none except them will enter through it. After their entry, the gate will be closed and nobody will enter through it. Hadith is in Al-Bukhari. This is the month of forgiveness. The Prophet ﷺ said, "He who fasts Ramadan out of belief in Allah and His promises of Iman and Ihtisab, expectancy of Allah's reward, all his past sins will be forgiven." Let us contemplate on this. Here two conditions were set by the Prophet ﷺ: belief and expectancy. Firm expectancy for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without any kind of doubt. And believe and hoping for the reward from Allah. Two things which will make the fasting person distinguished from the one who fasts due to habit, and without them fasting would be a mere habit and an imitation. Fasting will not benefit the one who fasts neglecting these two conditions, belief and hope, but rather to show off and follow customs. Allah does not need that. In fact, in the hadith reported by Al-Bukhari and others, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Whoever does not give up lying and practicing falsehood, Allah is in no need of his giving up food and drink." And the one who fasts fulfilling these conditions, the Arabic, yes, من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. Whoever does not give up lying speech, false statements, and acting on those lies and evil actions, Allah is not in need of his leaving his food and drink. Meaning Allah will not accept his fasting. This is in Sahih Bukhari. The one who fasts fulfilling these two conditions of faith and hope, certain hope, Allah will reward him and will be granted forgiveness, and his sins will be atoned. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the five daily prayers, the Jum'ah prayer to the following Jum'ah prayer, and Ramadan to the following Ramadan, will all atone the sins committed in between, as long as one avoids the major sins, al-kaba'ir. And this is reported in Sahih Muslim. So, the believer who will make his fast based on true belief and expectancy will have the glad tidings of a pleasant ending and a happy meeting with Allah on the day of resurrection. In the agreed upon hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, "A fasting person is happy twice. When he breaks his fast, he is happy for completing his fast successfully. And when he meets his Lord with his Lord, he will be happy with his fast because of its great rewards." the fasting person will be among the true followers of the prophets and the martyrs. The companion Amr bin Murra al-Juhani, may Allah be pleased with him, said, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, what if I testify that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, la ilaha illallah, and that you are the Messenger of Allah, and I observe the 5 daily prayers, and I pay the zakah, the dutiable charity, and I fast and stand in prayer in Ramadan, then amongst whom shall I be? He, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, responded, amongst the true followers of the Prophet and the martyrs. It's supported in Ibn Hibban and it is sahih. There is no doubt that the believer, when he seeks Allah alone for help and worships Him alone and directs this fasting specially to Him alone during this month which is coming, then he has the chance to develop noble qualities: endurance, self-restraint, patience, true love and sympathy. He will learn practicing control over his tongue and his anger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored the Muslims with the revelation of the final, complete and dominating book, the Quran. The Quran in the month of Ramadan. And in the month of Ramadan there is a night that is better than 1,000 months. The one who is deprived of its good is really deprived of something great, as the Prophet ﷺ said. Imam Ibn Qudama al-Maqdisi rahimahullah stated that there are 3 levels of fasting. The general fast, the specific fast, and the more specific fast. As to the general fast, he rahimahullah stated that it is the refraining of the stomach and the private parts from fulfilling their desires. And as to the specific one, it is the refraining of one's tongue, hands, gaze, feet, hearing and eyes, as well as the rest of his body parts from committing sinful acts. And as for the more specific one, it is the heart's abstention from its yearning after the worldly affairs and the thoughts which distance one away from Allah. As well as it's the heart's abstention from all the things that Allah has placed on the same level. as to the characteristics of the most specific fast, he said, know that the one who has been given intellect knows the objective behind fasting. Therefore, he burdens himself to the extent that he will not be unable to do that which is more beneficial than it. I will repeat. He said that, know that the one who has been given intellect knows the objective behind fasting. Therefore, he burdens himself to the extent that he will not be unable to do that which is more beneficial than it. Ibn Mas'ud, he gave examples from the companions' practices. He said, Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, would fast very little. And it is reported that he used to say, when I fast, I grow weak in my prayer, and I prefer the prayer over the optional fast. Some of them, of the companions, would weaken in their recitation of the Quran while fasting. Some of them. Thus, they would exceed in breaking their fast by observing less optional until they were able to balance their recitation. Every individual is knowledgeable of his condition and of what will rectify it. And on this note, pertaining to the levels of fasting, the general, specific, and the more specific, we end these reminders concerning the merits and virtues of fasting, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us attain Ramadan and make us of those who will fast it on belief and hope. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Sallallahu Ala Muhammadin وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.